With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Power 93.5 to Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla. What a story online at Kansas.com this morning about things that a property manager allegedly did to their tenants.
Yeah, supposedly, according to this story, this is crazy. He was stopping by tenants' house unannounced and even went so far as stopped by one of his tenants' house, a female, while she was sleeping, went into her house and proceeded to, like, touch her hoo-has, of course, without her permission. And so, like, allegedly, he's in a lot of trouble. And so we're talking about property managers or landlords from hell. Years ago, we had this landlord, not going to say any names, of course, but we stayed in this little house. And this landlord was so freaking lazy. If something went wrong, we just knew, oh, we can't call the landlord. He's not going to do anything about it. We just kind of accepted that. His wiring in this house was so sketchy. When we would unplug things or plug them in, like, a flame would ignite from the outlet, a blue actual fire flame. Listen, if your outlet does that, contact someone ASAP. That is not good. So we're like, hey, look, there's some issues going on with our wiring and our electricity, this and that. He would not fix it. He would always promise to come by, never would. So we got the hell out of there ASAP. It was too dangerous.
Everybody's had the landlord from hell, including this guy, 869-1093. Did you have the landlord from hell?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
Oh, well, let's just say everything about this house was sketchy. And one day, our air conditioning unit went out, and his way of fixing it was he took a extension cord, plugged it into the wall, ran the wires over to it, and sliced the freaking motor and everything into the extension cord.
What? Yes. Oh, my God. What were you saying when he was doing this?
Oh, we called the fire marshal, and the fire marshal told us to get out. That's how bad it was.
Oh, my God.
Please tell me you got out of your lease.
Huh?
You got out of your lease, right?
Oh, yeah. We got out of that thing easily.
Yeah. You had everything and then some on this old dude. Not to mention, in this age of smartphones, you had lots of pictures and video.
Heck yeah.
Oh, heck yeah, we did.
Wow. So took the extension cord, plugged it into the wall, spliced the end of it, and you could just see him, like, tapping the motor on that.
Yeah.
But did it work?
I have no clue.
He didn't stick around.
Yeah,
see.
Yeah. He's like, while this is going on and he's shooting video, he's like, come on, honey. Come on. Let's go. Great stuff, man. Thank you for calling, okay?
Yeah.
We love it. The landlord from hell. Everybody's had one. 869-1093. It's Power 93.5.
Oh, this strip club, what's up?
Young Money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.